Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people here today, president of Crime Stoppers Board. You know him, you love him. Howard Black is here. Hello.
Good morning.
You know, it's good. I always call you lieutenant.
That's okay. I've been called lots of different things over my career. So.
If you did not know, he's retired lieutenant from Colorado Springs Police Department and the chief of Fountain Police Department, Chief Chris Heberer. I did it right. Did I do it right?
Good morning. That was right. And I must concur, Howard Black is a living legend.
It's always
to be in the presence of a living legend this morning. Start our day off. It's good.
What a way to start.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
Yes. Well, I appreciate both of you coming in today. And we are talking about the Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers and really just how important it is in the community. And Howard, you have since retirement. I don't know if you were before. You can correct me. And you always do. taking over as president of the board of Crime Stoppers since your retirement. And how's that been going? I mean, it's a big focus, getting Crime Stoppers back out there and part of the community.
It's been a really rewarding experience. I mean, we're really re-energizing. Mm-hmm. We started with a board of about 3. We're moving that board into 10 today.
That's amazing.
We've really brought on kind of a unique group of individuals, and we're still growing. We have a retired major general that is on the board now, and he's also a retired district court judge.
Wow.
We have a CPA, just kind of a cross-section of people on the board, and we want to continue to grow that.
Right. And for those that don't know about really what crime, I think – and you both can, obviously, when somebody goes, call Crime Stoppers if you want to stay anonymous, right, in mm-hmm. reporting a crime. But there's actually a lot that goes into the back of that. It is a nonprofit organization.
That's correct. It is a nonprofit. And my experience with Crime Stoppers has been my 40 years in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. So I saw it on the other side of how Crime Stoppers works. Coming on to the board now, being a part of this incredible group of people, mm-hmm. I've been shocked on all the nuances that occur on a day-to-day operation, on how information is coming in. So it is about being anonymous. It allows our community to share information back with law enforcement in a very confined, anonymous way. And that's protected by Colorado statute in staying anonymous. But one thing that we always talk about, it's always best for our community members to go direct with the detective.
So try and go direct first if you can, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. If you're not comfortable in doing that, Crime Stoppers is just another tool for information to come in. And there's lots of reasons. We can talk about that later. Lots of different reasons on why one might call Crime Stoppers.
And one thing is, you know, sometimes those tips that come in, there is, you know, a reward, isn't there, if you call with a tip that leads to an arrest?
That's correct.
Is that right?
That is correct.
So what kind of decision is made to go, okay, we're going to, I'm trying to think of the most recent where you guys were, they were searching for that suspect, remember, recently, and he had El Paso County Sheriff and Colorado Springs Police,
yeah.
remember, and everybody was looking for him. And then you guys sent out the information with the tip, like, we need help finding this individual. So what determination is made to say, okay, we're offering a monetary reward for information leading to an arrest?
So any criminal event that occurs, if information's coming in, let's say it's Fountain Police Department,
right.
they're working an assault case, and a tip comes into Crime Stoppers, that tip is immediately sent to Fountain PD. Their detectives will then work the case. If Fountain detectives bring the information back to Crime Stoppers saying, hey, this information led to the arrest, then we'll make a decision on how much that award might be.
Okay. So it all depends on each individual.
It really does. Now, in the case that you were talking about, that was an enhanced reward
yeah.
of up to $10,000.
Right. So. And the rewards, of course, are all fun. It's all fundraising, isn't it? The money that comes in to help support that is all fundraising, isn't it?
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
New experience for me. Right?
Yeah, the fundraising aspect.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Well, welcome to that, Howard. I fundraise every day of my life. I feel like I'm out collecting, raising funds.
Well, I'm
support
looking
the Fountain Police Department.
Yeah. I'm looking for $100,000.
Yeah, I know. See, there you go. I got like $10
so
in my pocket.
You're like, yeah, no.
You know, like I just want to say a couple of things. You know, kudos to Howard. You know, he retired from law enforcement after 60 years. I just think he quoted on the air.
72.
You know, he certainly could have retired and went and lived a more simpler life.
Yeah.
So it was a very very honor for me to work with Howard in Colorado Springs Police Department while he was serving. Next time I saw Howard, he was walking in my office talking about President of Crime Stoppers. So I'm like, man, and I know he's doing it for free. I know it's a nonprofit.
Right.
I know he's not salaried. I know he does it because he's very passionate
yeah.
about the profession, about solving crimes and helping people. So the direction he's taken it and building the board mm-hmm. and just his service. And I told him this candidly when he was in my office, and I'll say it on the air, you know, I'm very proud of Howard. You know, that's
yeah.
at the very definition of being a selfless servant.
Yes.
And the other people he's had join his board really to bolster Crime Stoppers in our county, in Teller County, in El Paso County. Certainly, from my standpoint, we want to get the word out throughout the Fountain Valley.
Right.
You know, as you were a former resident, you know how
yes.
much we've grown now.
Oh, yes. Thanks for rubbing that in,
and
Chief.
Continue,
we were just talking about that.
And continue to grow down there.
Yes.
You know, when with the growth comes, you know, people and comes business yeah. and comes all the things. It also comes with extra crime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when Fountain was 14,000 people 10 years ago, and now we're well over 30 and growing with no end in sight.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Right? It's been an amazing growth, and yeah. it's difficult on all the city resources to do that. So from my standpoint as a public safety director and police chief, you know, we're looking at all avenues.
To help
our citizens, help with public safety, mm-hmm. help security, and make sure people at the end of the day are able to live their lives. We improve their quality of life and live a safe place and do what, you know, all American people want to do, which is, you know, raise kids, have a job, and you know, pursue the American dream.
Absolutely. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And if you guys don't mind, after the break, let's talk about what kind of the focus and the programming is, bringing it back to Fountain, right? Some programs you guys are looking at and community efforts and stuff like that. Does that mm-hmm. sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay, so we'll have more with Howard Black and Chief Heberer next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning from Fountain Police, Chief Chris Heberer is here. Hello, Chief.
Hello, good morning.
He was like, oh, wait, I got to put down my phone. And then President of Crime Stoppers Board, Howard Black, is here. Okay, so producer TJ, I have a question. Why is it when Chief walked in here, he recognized you immediately, TJ?
Yeah, TJ. We might get some Crime Stoppers tips on TJ when I leave here.
We're kidding, of course.
Of course,
we'll,
TJ.
We'll definitely pay those rewards.
Yeah, we love you. We love you, TJ. Drive careful.
We're kidding, of course. So today we're talking about Crime Stoppers. And of course, just the... what's the re-energize, I guess, is the word that comes to mind, and getting it back into the community in all aspects of mm-hmm. El Paso and Teller County. Mm-hmm. And Fountain, of course, Chief, like you were saying, is a focal point because it is a tool. It helps
sure.
your department. We were talking in the break, like, what do you mean it's over 30,000 people now in Fountain? What? What is happening, right? Like,
right.
when I was there 4 years ago, it wasn't that many
it's
people.
It's like Field of Dreams. You right? build it, people
they
will
come.
You know, we love our growth, and you know, we're talking on the break. We love our growth. We're very proud of our community. We're
yeah.
very proud of our military, retired,
oh,
active
yeah.
duty service members that serve in both the Army and the Air Force that come to Fountain, and really they're a good nucleus of our community. But they're growing as our military bases. Luckily for mm-hmm. our region, our military bases
oh, yeah.
have continued to grow. You know, Space Command, the future, and what all that's going to look like for our community is very good. You know, with that comes the business, the tax revenue, but also a drain on resources. Specifically, I'll talk about public safety. Look, and there's not a law enforcement agency, I think, in our country that has enough resources.
No.
Right? There's none.
Right.
I don't think any, you know, El Paso County, Teller County, us, CSPD. You know, the national trend is, number one, it's very difficult to recruit people. Number one, we're
right.
not going to be fully staffed. So how do we really be creative and look at all avenues and think outside the box? And one of the avenues we started looking at when Howard took over as president
yeah.
is really to help the community, right? And some of the community might want to be anonymous for a variety of reasons.
Right.
We can speak to those. Some of it is maybe they don't feel comfortable with the police department, right? So we want to respect those people. I mean, that could be a real issue. Or they have sensitive information that they, you know, that could come back to hurt them or their family. And, you know, I get all those things. So we want to provide every avenue, and this is really important, that the community and police can work together.
Right.
Right. Because I would tell you, law enforcement by itself, first responders, we can't solve crime.
Right.
Right. We can't solve it by ourselves.
It's the community that helps.
It's the community. Yeah. It's the neighborhoods. It's the people, the good people that live in their community that say, we want better. Right. We want a safe community, too. And we have to work together on that. So, you know, Crime Stoppers is a great avenue for that. And we're very proud to, you know, have that back reinvigorated. One of the things we think about is taking and expanded it into our schools. We have a very good, robust SRO team comprised of 10 police officers that serve in every school within the city of Fountain. I think that density and a canine dog is assigned out there is probably one of the highest in the country. So when Howard and I discussed this, we really felt like that was a good network and a good nucleus.
Yeah.
Really to try not only Safe to Tell, which is a great program, right? Saves lives. We get a lot of tips on suicide and bullying. And every once in a while, we'll get a safety threat that we take very seriously. But also to try Crime Stoppers, to advertise Crime Stoppers, educate on Crime Stoppers, really on the anonymous part of it. And really look at that too as a way to get after the criminal aspect, right?
Absolutely.
If we can help kids at that age stay on track, right? And, you know, we can correct that behavior, you know, and help them grow up, right? That's our goal, right? As us middle-aged people in the room, right? Is to help that next generation grow up in a safe environment, in a school, and become productive members of society. That's a win for everybody.
And so far, I'm sure the response, or are we just starting that kind of aspect of it, or is the response already there and it's starting to get into the schools? And
yeah, and we're just on the in the groundworking of starting that, right? That's been the initiative we talked about when we met. We have the people, we have the resources to do it.
Right.
So we're going to be excited to implement it as a test pilot program and see how it goes.
Right.
Right. See if kids can buy into it, if the anonymous part of it, and really if we can use it as designed and continue to keep our schools safe.
Now, are there other programs that you're kind of looking at with Fountain Police?
Well, again, you know, we're just in the very, very beginning stages of having these kinds of conversations. What is unique to the Fountain Valley area? Wanting to keep Crime Stoppers dynamic as our communities grow.
Yeah.
It's really getting us back on track, you know, Crime Stoppers, working with all the law enforcement agencies in the 4th Judicial District, which is all of El Paso and Teller County. So I want to make sure that we're as responsive to the Calhoun Police Department.
Absolutely.
As we are to CSPD and to Fountain and the Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
You know, those are the three, you know, larger organizations with the most volume. So it's kind of exciting to be a part of Crime Stoppers at this point in time.
Right.
In moving it forward.
Okay, so we do have to take a news break. TJ is glaring at me right now, so we got to take a news break. We'll have more when we come back on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us this morning, President Crime Stoppers Board, Howard Black, is here. Hello, Howard.
Good morning.
And the Chief of Chris.
The Chief of Chris.
Good morning. After these breaks, it feels that way.
The Chief of Chris is here.
Can you tell I'm
barely
tired?
In charge of myself this morning. That's how I feel.
Well, we were already laying out your plan for your third career. Right. That's radio.
Chief
of Fountain Police, Chris Heberer, is here. And we're talking about Crime Stoppers and, of course, the rejuvenation into the community. And one of the focus areas, of course, is Fountain. And we were talking about previously, if you missed the first half, by the way, you can always go back and listen to the podcast. But as Chief was saying, OMG, the growth in Fountain. It's a lot. Of course, the growth in our entire area is a lot. And so the programs that you all are looking at to bring in, but also there's sponsorship opportunities too, aren't there? And we're not just talking Fountain, but everywhere, but it would be great to see some sponsorships coming from Fountain as well.
Absolutely. I mean, throughout all of El Paso and Teller counties, I mean, Crime Stoppers, it doesn't take a lot of money as a nonprofit to run, but it takes money. There's a lot of administrative costs. There's so much more that we can be doing to enhance our relationships back with our law enforcement community, doing reenactments. There are just so many different kinds of things that we can do, that we want to do. So sponsorships are so important. You know, individual donations, $5, $10
Well, you heard Chief. He said he's going to donate 100.
I know. So that's actually going to help us out for the rest of this year.
Right.
So we can start doing our sponsorships next year, right?
Okay, that's great. I mean, he said he was.
100,000
is going to help us, right?
Easy blood from a turnip. Blood from a turnip.
So how do folks reach out if they would like to donate or maybe become a sponsor of the program?
So you can reach out to Crime Stoppers by going to crimestop.net. If you want to donate, you can donate on the website. You can also send checks, cash, to our post office box, which is 446 Colorado Springs 80901. So post office box 446 80901. So those are a couple of ways that individuals can help.
But we've also, and we've talked about this before, volunteering as well.
Well, volunteers, we would love to have individuals who could commit some time in doing some fundraisers. We want to be out this summer, in parks, talking about Crime Stoppers, really getting Crime Stoppers back to what it was some years ago, where people just knew that they could call. And you know what's so interesting about Crime Stoppers that I've learned? The majority, probably in that 96th percentile of individuals who send information to Crime Stoppers aren't asking for money. They never pick up the reward.
Wow.
They just want to get that, to give the information back. That tells me a lot about our
community.
And you
said 96%
yes,
don't want
yes.
a reward. They just want...
That's right. For the month of January, we only had 2 rewards that were collected. So
wow.
That's incredible to me. When I talk to other Crime Stopper programs throughout the country, that's not necessarily the relationship. A lot of people are in it for just the money, and our community's not. Now, the money's there, the reward program. We want to continue to grow that. We want to enhance that. But it speaks to our community.
Yeah, I've always thought, I had the experience to grow up here and then do 20 years in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I always knew I wanted to come back home. I mean,
right.
Number 1 was my home. Number 2, I think it is the best place in America to live. I mean, that's proven when you look at Colorado Springs, the growth rate is directly tied. Number 1, number 2 place to live. Fountain Valley's always, touted as one of the best kept secrets in Colorado, although the secret's getting out as everything is. But it is a really, and I always feel that, being the police here, I had the pleasure to wear a uniform and also a police uniform here. We have a great community that's very thankful.
Yes.
That's very selfless, that can't tell you how many times in 25 years in Colorado someone has said, thank you for your service, whether it was a military uniform or police uniform. Mm-hmm. I always tell our cops, and I really highlight that, that's very important.
Yeah.
Right? Because that goes to a lot of the relationship and how police officers and first responders feel about their citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we want those relationships to be strong. So I highlight that. Right. And, and I'll mentor certain people and they might be in the academy and want to look at going to Denver or other places or, and I always tell them, look at the community and the relationship we have here. What we have in El Paso and Teller County is very special. And really think about that.
No, it's true.
In 2020, being a police officer, you should really take that into consideration at some level. Right. And, the community is awesome. I just leave it at that. It's awesome.
Yeah. And it really shows too, because that support's going to pour over to Crime Stoppers and helping getting this back up and, on its feet again.
And we never want to take that for granted.
Yeah. Right.
We really don't. It's just,
hard,
it's an
it takes
incredible
hard work by
relationship.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And it takes work by both parties, the community and law enforcement, first responders and media and everybody to always work on that relationship. Right.
Absolutely.
Because that's why we all like to live here. I think
that's
a good thing.
Right.
Right. Not say it's perfect. We're going to have issues, but. Us working together, everybody, we'll get through them.
Absolutely.
Right? Improve the quality of life.
Absolutely. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to take a break now. When we come back, also so I don't cough in the microphone, we're going to talk about some of the most wanted in El Paso Teller counties right now and a lot more. So we're talking with Howard Black and Chief Chris Heber on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And this morning we were talking about Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers. President of Crime Stoppers Board, Howard Black, is here. Hello, Howard.
Good morning, Renee.
And the chief of Fountain PD, not chief of Chris.
He's still here.
He's still here. Chris Heberer is here. Thank you for my Chiefs coin.
You're
that is
welcome,
fantastic.
Very much,
I appreciate
right?
that.
Yeah, TJ was looking a little grumpy, so he got one too. He's happy now.
Did you give him his ticket following
that?
That'll
get you a cup of coffee maybe or something at a minimum. Good luck, TJ.
So, TJ, now when you see Chief, you know, he's like, I'm ignoring you.
You know.
Okay. So we are talking about Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers and basically getting back into the communities and the partnerships that you're forming once again with all the agencies in El Paso and Teller counties. One of those, of course, being a Fountain Police Department and getting those programs. And it looks like it's going to start within schools and stuff like that, which is really important. Mm-hmm. And then probably branching out from there. But we do need to, of course, we couldn't have you guys on without talking about, I feel like we need like some like
warm-up
crime music. Like
you need
bump,
some warm-up music. You need some Jaws music.
Exactly.
Dun, 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 dun. Right. Dun, 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 dun. Howard Black.
Talk about some of the most wanted. I know that's now another segment that is coming back, isn't it? The most wanted in the El Paso Teller counties, the 4th Judicial District.
That's correct. I mean, most wanted really never moved away.
Right.
But for the most part, it was coming more from the Colorado Springs Police Department. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do, we want to continue that, obviously, but moving that back to all the agencies. So, you know, we can have the top 7 or top 10 on a weekly basis and making sure we're getting input back from all of our law enforcement partners. So we're just in the very beginning stages of how that's going to work. I mean, this is a big area.
Oh, it's
a lot
huge.
Of people.
Yeah, with a lot of towns and cities, right. And Teller and El Paso County, right. That's a lot.
So it's important if Green Mountain Falls, for instance, mm-hmm. has somebody that is a high value suspect to make sure that they're reaching out to Crime Stoppers to be able to make that a partnership.
Right.
And so that information is going out throughout the entire metro area. And then we are sharing some of that information back in the Denver metro area, making sure that we have that connection.
So trying to share that information to Denver and maybe south to Pueblo.
Absolutely.
All the way. So everybody's got that.
Pueblo has an incredible Crime Stoppers program. Very robust, mm-hmm. Been very, very active. I've had conversations with them. Just a great group of people doing some cool things down in Pueblo.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So then how is the top... Do you guys determine like the top 10? Again, like you're saying, I mean, multiple agencies, including Fountain. So how does Crime Stoppers go? Is it based on crime? Is it based on length of them being wanted or anything like that?
All the above.
All the above. Okay.
Catch all answer.
So we'll actually putting together a group that will take a look at those. We have a lieutenant from Fountain that will be the liaison back to Crime Stoppers, along with CSPD, the Sheriff's Department. We're doing the same up in the Teller County area. We want to reach out to Monument and all the agencies. So we'll have representatives. And on a weekly basis, we'll do an email tree, if you would, right?
Right.
And here are, the top 15 and getting input
for that,
from
like each agency.
Right. And then pulling that down to 7 or 10 that we can put out. The Gazette, they do a wonderful job in putting that out weekly for us. And then we put the most wanted on our Facebook page. And then we're hoping that this continues with all other law enforcement agencies that are actually then sharing that 10 most wanted just off of the Facebook page.
Wow.
So again, we have so much to do in moving this program forward.
But I think... So far, it's been extremely successful, right? I mean, you're seeing, obviously, in meeting and everything, Chief.
Well, I think, to highlight what Howard said is that law enforcement agencies in today's world must continue to cooperate, collaborate, communicate at levels probably never seen before in law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because of technology, because we have a mobile society, because... resources are not going to be enough of us, right?
Right.
No one agency can do it alone. So, you know, Crime Stoppers and the collaboration spread across Howard just described all agencies is very real for the approach that we try and take on all areas of law enforcement, right? Collaboration, communication with the sheriff's office, with CSPD, because here's at the end of the day, and Howard knows this, bad guys don't know any boundaries. Whether it's Pueblo, Fountain, Colorado Springs, Teller County, to a bad guy, doesn't matter.
Right.
Right? Where it used to matter to law enforcement, like, don't come in my territory.
I was going
right.
to ask.
I can't tell you that, right? Or I'm going to keep it secret.
Do we kind of have that here in our area, like, are all agencies like this, or is it unique here where all agencies really work together? And
in my career, I worked intelligence for quite a few years, and it was always fascinating to me watching the relationship in the Colorado Springs metro area, El Paso and Teller counties, compared to maybe agencies north of us and how people get along. We are very, very fortunate. And as Chris said earlier, that's something that just doesn't happen. That a lot of work continues to going in, to keeping that.
There's a lot of, you know, we started a law enforcement collaborative breakfast, and I don't know if the chief or the sheriff ever mentioned that while they're on the show. Mm-hmm. That's a good news story and a segment all to its own. You know, we started that in this region about 10 years ago. I was very happy to take part in that when I was still serving on Fort Carson in that capacity. But it's been going 10 years.
Yeah.
It has all state, local, federal. This is very important. Federal partners that come to a breakfast monthly. And we talk in a very open dialogue about issues, collaboration, good news stories. Right. It's a good meeting that we give a lot of praise. It keeps everybody engaged. It's a way to share information. And there's a lot of sharing of, you know, general information and sometimes some sensitive local law enforcement information. So I really think that's been the spirit of collaboration.
And to help keep this.
Right, that keeps, and then it flows into all of these things. It flows into our crime analyst program, CompStat, we just started. El Paso County Sheriff's Office is starting one. Colorado Springs has had a good one, right, that all our crime analysts are communicating across, all the intel people. Howard, a component of Crime Stoppers, is then shadowed with all these direct links feeding anonymous tips into this network that then we're sharing. So that's really what we have to do in the future.
That's, I mean, that's more, that's so, I mean, that's a lot, right? Yeah. It is. And, but getting connected like that and getting everybody
it's
plugged
so important.
In like that. Yeah.
You can have a Crime Stoppers program. You can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have partnerships and relationships, it's for naught.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And making sure again, and I always stress this, Crime Stoppers is just another tool. Crime Stoppers should never get in the way of an investigation
or direct communication.
Right. We want that direct. But if they're not feeling safe, Crime Stoppers is that opportunity. And then maybe down the road, they might feel safe to be able to go direct. Mm-hmm. But again, when you call Crime Stoppers, you are absolutely anonymous.
Right. Right. And again, that is protected.
It is protected by state statute.
Yep. Okay, so let's give all the info again that folks, so if they want more information, maybe they want to see the most wanted right now or want to sponsor or donate or volunteer, where's the best way to get all that information?
Well, again, crimestop.net. You can visit us on our webpage. You can look at our social media, Pikes Peak Area Crime Stoppers on Facebook. We keep that as a very dynamic source of sharing information.
Okay.
We're also on Twitter, doing a little bit on Instagram. We'll move that as time goes further. You can call Crime Stoppers at 719-634-STOP. So 634-STOP. Or you can call 1-800-222-8477. And we also talked about you can actually download the P3 app. So that's a national Crime Stoppers app that you can download. You can actually make a tip on that app. That app is encrypted. We have no way
of
knowing who's sending that information.
And it's P3.
It's P3. It's called the P3 app.
Okay.
You can pull it down.
And you can make, an anonymous.
You can make anonymous tips on that.
That's perfect. Cool. Okay. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you,
Chief,
for having
thank
us.
Thank you so much. It goes fast, doesn't it, Chief?
It went by so fast.
I know. If you want to cut all my newscasts after
great
this, you sure
host.
Can. Oh, thank you, Chief. And Howard, thank you. Thank you.
All the legends in the room.
You guys are awesome. Okay, and coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're talking all things Summit House. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.